The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. It works most of the time, but our last Skype caller was, bad data set, or maybe was running a torrent or something like that. It sounded like he was in his car.
Sounded like he was using the Skype on the cell phone while driving.
Yeah, so I'm guessing maybe he was just in a low data area and that was causing the problem. But most of the time it sounds great, so call us on Skype at username lrn.fm. And the us tonight includes me, Ian.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
So we just spent, for those of you just tuning in, we just spent the last 2 hours of the show where Ellen shared with us a lengthy piece from The Guardian where the author was attempting to convince people to stop reading the news and stop watching and stop listening to the news. He claims that he has stopped for the last 4 years and that his life is better for it.
I've been sober for 4 years, man. No news at all.
Well, the thing is, the piece was so extreme in the fact that he was saying, don't listen to it all. I think he was just trying to make any impact whatsoever on people so that they won't place all of their stock into the news.
Well, the first part is the first part of beating an addiction is admitting that you have a problem, right? So maybe that's what he was trying to do, Ellen. He was trying to reach the junkies who were reading the website as a junkie might consume any other sort of drug or addiction. So, I thought he made some interesting points, and I do agree that news can be a bad habit. I think that at the same time, there's some really good journalism out there, and if you cut off your consumption of news completely, then you will be relatively ignorant as to what's going on in the world if all you are using for knowing what's happening in the world is what you happen to hear from other people. It's probably going to pretty severely limit you. For instance, if you look at some of the videos out there of, like, Mark Dice, for instance, I'm not a huge fan of him, but there's some things that he does.
The man on the street stuff he does is funny. The stuff where he dissects the Super Bowl halftime show.
The Illuminati
stuff. To show you the 666 ways the Illuminati was involved in the Super Bowl is ridiculous.
Yeah, but it's interesting to show. And Howard Stern does this stuff too, right? So, he'll send out.
I wouldn't know. I don't watch Howard Stern.
So he'll send out his men or whatever to the streets of New York and have them do man on the street segments and ask people very simple questions, who's the vice president kind of. Of questions, and a lot of people don't know, man. They have no idea. And
Jay Leno used to do that. It was called the jaywalking segment.
It's not hard to put those segments together because most people aren't really paying attention to the news, I don't think. They're paying attention to who's hosting American Idol or who's on Survivor I don't even know if those shows are on the air these days.
Right, the most popular television shows. Yeah. I mean, that's probably what you turn to first when you get home from work and you just want to relax and be entertained.
Because the news isn't entertaining. It's scary. It's something that's designed to frighten and keep you on the hook. They want you to, tune in through the next commercial break to find out where Ebola is going to strike next and, et cetera, et cetera. So that's kind of what we focused on. And there's other aspects to the news world. Daryl, you wanted to share with us a study from Pew Research regarding people and what choices they make in consuming news. And are they biased?
And it appears, though, that they are. The article here.
Are they just studying the obvious here?
Righties
watch
really.
Fox, lefties watch MSNBC. Do you need a study to figure that out?
Well, the study was actually part of a political polarization in America study that they were doing that was a year-long study.
Wow, okay.
And one aspect of it was looking at the ways that people get their news. And what they found was that when it comes to getting news about politics and government, liberals and conservatives inhabit different worlds. there is little overlap in the news sources that they turn to and trust, and whether discussing politics online or with friends, they are more likely than others to interact with like-minded individuals, according to the study.
Okay.
The study, again, it was a year-long political polarization in America study that looks at the way people get information about government and politics in three different settings: the news media, social media, and the way people talk about politics with friends and family. In all three areas, the study finds that those with the most consistent ideological views on the left and right have information streams that are distinct from those of individuals with more mixed political views and very distinct from each other.
Okay.
Wait, so you're saying that people who only have a limited source have a very limited viewpoint?
Mm-hmm.
How surprising is that?
Not at all.
Right, or, and this is one of the things that they don't really look into of, were the people very conservative before 47% of them only watch Fox News, or is it that the people that watch Fox News happen to
they became more conservative?
No, they don't look at, uh-huh, you know, the chicken egg sort of,
well,
thing
doesn't
here.
It make more sense that people would have a certain viewpoint and then choose a news source from there? Because if you're out, like, searching for news sources that you want to watch regularly, you're going to watch one that you disagree with and get angry and then change the channel and try to find something that you agree with more that makes you feel better about your position.
But there are other studies that I have heard, and, you know, of course, I've not actually read the reports, but I've heard that people tend to listen to programs that they disagree with longer than people that agree with. So, for instance, the Rush Limbaugh haters will listen to more of a Rush Limbaugh show than the people that love Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, I guess it would get boring, like, listening to the same viewpoint over and over again. You need something to be angry at.
That may be true, Daryl, but when you break down the people who listen to Rush Limbaugh because they hate him, comparing them to the people who would listen to a progressive talk show host,
right,
for instance, are there more people who would listen to the progressive talk show host who are liberals than would listen to Rush Limbaugh? I suspect there are, due to confirmation bias.
Right. So just some of the striking differences between liberals and conservatives, and they have them broken down between consistent liberals, mostly liberal, mixed, mostly conservative, and consistently conservative.
Mm.
So they've got, you know, five different categories.
So
here,
where the libertarians are, we have no idea.
Libertarians would probably be considered mixed.
Okay.
So consistent liberals wind up trusting, on average, about four different news sources. 15% consistently watch CNN, 12% MSNBC, 13% NPR, and 10% the New York Times, whereas people that are consistently conservative are tightly clustered around one main news source.
Fox News.
Fox News at 47%.
What comes in after that, though? Does it list?
It does, but that's much further down.
In this 80-page study.
Right.
Does it go Fox, then CNN, then
I can skip down and find that later, but they have this side-by-side comparison on a few key points that I want to hit real quick. People that are consistent liberals are more likely to defriend someone on a social networking site because of politics, whereas consistent conservatives are more likely to hear political opinions similar to their own on Facebook.
I've noticed that. Liberals, if you talk to them on Facebook, and I don't like generalizing all people, but I'll just say I've had more of this experience with liberals than with anybody else. They are so intolerant of other people's opinions. Like, if you don't agree, they're supposed to be, like, all open-minded and for the people, but
tolerance,
it just,
man.
Yeah, they will not tolerate anybody else's opinion.
I have had that experience as well. Now, Daryl, maybe I misunderstood what you said there. You said that liberals on social media are more likely to unfriend someone over a disagreement, but conservatives, what? What, run that
conservatives are more likely to hear political opinions similar to their own on Facebook, meaning that they're not friending the other people in
the
office.
First place.
Right.
I see.
Of the 36 news sources that were specifically asked about in this survey, the consistent liberals distrust only 8 of them, and the consistent conservatives distrust 24.
Because the liberal media conspiracy. 855 450 free. You can take control. We'll get more of this info, and you can share your thoughts as well on Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls toll-free. You may dial in and bring up anything you want at 855-453. Talking about people and their news consumption habits. And you're certainly welcome to share it with us. Are you a news junkie? You can tell your story, or maybe you've beaten the news addiction. Also, right now what we're talking about is, you know, political viewpoints. There's a Pew study that Daryl is sharing with us the executive summary of here and some interesting details from the study about people and their political views and how that affects how they consume news, what their preferences are. I mean, most of it seems kind of predictable, but there are some interesting observations to be made. And we'll continue with that here.
Right, and they threw out the predictable stuff at the very beginning.
Right.
And then they lure you in to read the rest of the 80-page you know,
I don't think many people will be lured into reading an 80-page study.
Well, you never know. I mean, I started reading stories a few days ago, and I realized it was 80 pages long, and I just kept reading.
What was that?
It was just a short story that I found. I thought it was going to be Yes.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be like two or three pages. Turned out to be much, much longer.
Fiction can, I think, pull you in a way that a study, an 80-page study, could possibly would not pull anyone into.
I'll probably wind up skimming 50 pages of it and actually reading 30.
So, speaking of news, antiwar.com has got it. And I'm sorry to tell you, it's not going to be good news for the most part at antiwar.com, but it's important news. It's news that you're not going to get on the front page of pretty much any of the mainstream media websites. These guys are doing original reporting in a lot of cases, and they'll also pull international headlines that'll never make it to the headlines on Fox or MSNBC. So go to antiwar.com to find out more about why war is so terrible. And they're doing a fundraising drive right now. They really need your help. If you love peace and you're sick and tired of all the wars around the world, then you really can, they can use your assistance. Whatever you can give, they would appreciate it. They take Bitcoin, by the way. You can go to antiwar.com and donate there, or call them today, antiwar.com/donate. That's antiwar.com/donate, antiwar.com, because war is the health of the state. Daryl, go ahead and let's continue here. Some more observations from the Pew study about people's media consuming habits.
So after going over the, you know, highlights that were very predictable, they found out that those that are consistently liberal and those that are consistently conservative actually have some common ground. Both consistent liberals and consistent conservatives are more likely to drive political discussion. That is, others turn to them. So instead of being, you know, a listener, they are, you know, someone who tends to speak about politics more overall. And as part of the study found out, that those on the left and the right ends of the spectrum, who together comprise about 20% of the overall public, have a greater impact on the political process than do those with mixed ideological views. They are the most likely to vote, donate to political campaigns, and participate directly in politics.
That's not really much of a surprise, because the people who have firm viewpoints on one extreme or another are going to be the ones who are the most motivated to try to see their beliefs come into existence.
Right. They'll go on crusades to see their viewpoints come to fruition.
The five ideological groups in this analysis: consistent liberal, mostly liberal, mixed, mostly conservative, and consistent conservative are based on responses to 10 questions about a range of political values, and I will read those in just a second.
Okay.
That those who express consistently conservative or consistently liberal opinions have different ways of informing themselves about politics and government is not surprising. But the depth of these divisions, the difference between those who have strong ideological views and those who do not, are striking. Mm-hmm. And that's where they get into some of the other stuff.
I want to be struck. Strike me, Daryl, with information.
Do you want to hear the 10 questions? Should we do the 10 questions first?
Ooh, I don't know.
What's the most dazzling?
The most dazzling
we
what,
of the
questions?
We want to see the sparkle.
The striking information.
I've already touched on that the strict conservative or the consistent conservatives trust Fox News at 47% of them say that Fox News is their main source for news about government and politics.
That's not striking, really. I mean,
that's not striking, but Ellen had asked the question about, well, what came in second?
Yes.
Local radio at 11%,
okay.
Local television at 5%, local newspaper at 3%, and Google News at 3%.
Wait a minute. Okay, so wow, okay. Now that's striking to me because I thought that I didn't think internet would have been factored in here.
You know, it's pretty great that people are actually relying on local news sources more than national ones.
Well, Fox News is not.
I mean, just like the last few that he listed were like local radio station, local newspaper.
Yeah, but they were beneath Fox News.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, if that's even close,
it's like
to
the
second
thing after Fox News. The second thing
radio.
Was local.
For conservatives.
Right.
But for the liberals, it was like
CNN,
MSNBC.
NPR, MSNBC, New York Times, and then local television. But the number of people that trust CNN, that CNN is their go-to is only 15%.
Right. And
but that still comes in number one among consistent liberals.
When I was shocked, when you read that Google News was the sort of the bottom of the pack in the
number 5
in the conservative
out
listing.
Of 38 news sources that they asked about.
Okay, I'm sorry, not bottom of the pack, but bottom of the 5. It was what percentage by Google News?
3%.
It's not a whole lot. So the fact that that Google News appeared in there was a shock to me because I didn't hear it in the left the liberal side.
Right.
Now I'm sure it's in there, somewhere in the 30 something sources or whatever. But that was shocking to me because I figured they just let the internet out of this. I thought they were only asking about old media. Because when you were reading those numbers back, it's like old media. I mean, you would have thought that are these people over the age of 65? I mean, who are they interviewing here? Why aren't internet? Okay, so let me reset here for just a moment. I get these industry updates, we're doing radio. We
right.
have talk radio, sort of industry news that comes in, and I subscribe to a newsletter by one of the consultants in the talk radio business, Holland Cook. He does, if you listen to LRN.FM or the Free Talk live streams, you'll hear some of his little survival speech clips. The same guy. He's a radio consultant by trade. And he's constantly putting numbers into his newsletter to kind of let people in the business know what people's consuming habits are. And internet's heavy, heavy, heavy. It's a major competitor for, at least according to some of these other studies, internet's a huge competitor amongst average Americans, which are not lefties and righties, right? Average Americans, internet is, I don't think it's quite beaten television. I'll have to go and look at some more of the recent newsletters, but it's getting close. Internet is going to overtake television as far as people and how they get their news.
So they actually break down the 38 news sources, and the one that is the most trusted will shock you.
Okay, all right. We'll get most trusted overall?
Overall.
All right, we'll come back with more here in moments. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With 4, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing toll-free at 855-450-FREE. And if you care about your online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. They're the ones who bring you those toll-free telephone numbers. ProXPN is a global virtual private network, and they encrypt your data, meaning that your internet service provider, they're probably snooping on you right now. But if you're using ProXPN, they will no longer be able to know what you're doing at your ISP because, well, it'll be encrypted. Whatever you're doing will be encrypted, and then essentially your ISP is just passing along encrypted data. You can download the app for ProXPN at proxpn.com/FTL. It's available for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, as well as Android, plus Linux users. Setup's a little different for you, but it's actually pretty easy to get working with Linux. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL50 when you want to upgrade to their premium account to get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, you can privately torrent, and get past regionally blocked websites. So ProXPN is a really handy tool, and as I said, you can go and try it out for free right now at proxpn.com/FTL. But when you're ready to upgrade, use code FTL50 to get 50% off the price of the annual account, which is good, by the way, that discount, good for the lifetime of your account. It breaks the price down to around $5 a month. And if you want to save even more, pay with Bitcoin and use code FTLBTC, and you'll get 62% off of the annual account that way. So great deals on privacy that is priceless at proxpn.com/FTL. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. So again, those codes are FTL50 and FTLBTC at proxpn.com/FTL. Daryl and Ellen, Ian in the studio here. Daryl, you're sharing with us a Pew Research study regarding Americans' their political beliefs.
The polarization of politics in America.
They're Americans having certain political beliefs, and what do they consume? How do they consume their news media? It's sort of been a large conversation we've been having about the news tonight, which was just coincidental, by the way. Ellen brought in her story, and you brought in this.
It fit together so well.
It did. It's fun how that works out. Sometimes.
Laws of attraction.
So Daryl, there was something shocking that you said was coming up. What was it?
Yes. So they have 38 different news sources that they asked people about. And they gave them three options: more trusted than distrusted, about equally trusted as distrusted, or more distrusted than trusted.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes.
And there's actually only one of the news sources that is consistently, by all five groups, consistently liberal, mostly liberal, mixed, mostly conservative, and consistently conservative. Mm-hmm. There's only one outlet that is more trusted than distrusted by all five groups as far as a plurality, but that's not the most trusted news source overall. The most trusted source overall is The Economist.
That's interesting.
Followed closely by BBC, NPR, PBS, and then the Wall Street Journal, and the Wall Street Journal is the one that is consistently ranked as more trusted than distrusted.
That's interesting. So it's things that are international or national, have many different sources and writers and people that they reference, and I'm guessing they're fact-checked a lot. So are they less biased or just more dry in their content?
Probably more dry.
The Economist sounds very boring to me.
But have you ever actually read The Economist?
No, I have not.
It's a very good publication.
It
is a very good publication. But one thing that The Economist doesn't have going for it is that not a lot of the people surveyed have heard of it, mm-hmm. or at least less than 40% of those surveyed have heard of The Economist. Others on the list that just sort of jump out at me, The Blaze. Is more distrusted than trusted by consistently liberal and mostly liberals. The New York Times, the Washington Post, and MSNBC, not surprisingly, more trusted, or rather more distrusted than trusted by conservatives. And The Blaze, also heard of by less than 40%.
They're relatively new on the scene.
Down at the bottom of the list, and this is very interesting, ones that consistently rank as more distrusted than trusted.
By all five groups, you mean?
Well, there's only one that all five groups rank as more distrusted.
Okay.
But this is just the weighted average of all five groups comes out more distrusted than trusted. The one that everybody distrusts the most is BuzzFeed.
All right.
The others, Daily Kos, Sean Hannity, Al Jazeera America, The Ed Schultz Show.
When I hear these titles, it sounds kind of like something that, like, somebody was just scanning Twitter and just, like, gathered all this information and made articles about it.
Wait a minute. Okay, just to be clear, when you're saying they're more distrusted, you don't mean across all five categories.
Right, but the average. Because
on
everybody
average.
Was asked...
I see.
Is this more trusted than distrusted, about the same, distrusted? So they average the five groups out.
Meaning that on a lefty show like the Ed Schultz Show or what were the last couple that you gave me?
Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh.
These are mostly distrusted on average, is what you're
yes.
saying. That means that the, you know, whoever it was that was distrusting was so heavy compared to those who trust them
right.
that they'd outweighed it. So on the average. I see. That's
yeah, and then some of these... A couple of the groups have it about equal.
That's good because talk show hosts aren't news people, right? So it's
right.
good that people aren't trusting talk show hosts.
Right, because they're mostly out there to get a response.
That's correct.
Yeah,
and it's their job to have an opinion, not to read the news. I mean, they share news in the purpose of talking about it and having an opinion about it. So that you would be entertained, presumably, and continue to listen to the show and hold through some commercial breaks.
And about the middle of the pack, right where Fox News is at the very bottom of the more trusted than distrusted.
Hmm.
Just above Fox is Yahoo News, and just below Fox is Mother Jones.
Huh. Cool, man. All right, so let's get to the questions.
So the questions.
This is how they determined whether or not somebody was a conservative or liberal. They did not just ask them, are you conservative or liberal?
Right.
They asked them 10 questions.
They asked them 10 questions, and for a liberal response, you get a negative one. For a conservative response, you get a plus one. And for an other, I don't know, I refuse to answer, or another volunteered response, you get a zero.
Okay.
So question 25A, government is almost always wasteful and inefficient, or government often does a better job than people give it credit for?
Hmm.
The first one was the conservative response, the second being the liberal, and that's how this will go.
Yeah, that's not too tough to figure out.
That's how this is going to go.
Yep.
The first response is conservative, so you know, keep score at home or wherever you happen to be. Question 25B, government regulation of business usually does more harm than good, or government regulation of business is necessary to protect the public interest? Question 25C, poor people today have it easy because they can get government benefits without doing anything in return, or poor people have hard lives because government benefits don't go far enough to help them live decently? Question 25D, the government today can't afford to do much more to help the needy, or the government should do more to help needy Americans, even if it means going deeper into debt?
Mm.
Question 25F, black people who can't get ahead in this country are mostly responsible for their own condition, or racial discrimination is the main reason why many black people can't get ahead these days.
All right.
Question 25G.
Oh, hold on. We're halfway through.
Yes.
All right. So my score so far is 1.
Okay.
Meaning that I've answered plus 1 twice, 0 twice, and then negative 1, the liberal side, once. So that would be a total of 1. We'll get to the other 5 here in a moment. So have you guys been keeping track as well?
Probably not as well as you.
I kept track and had a plus 1.
At the end of all time.
At the end.
Okay. All right. We'll come back with more your calls and thoughts here. Welcome in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. The toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN is 855-450-FREE.
The event you've been waiting for is here. Lumber Liquidators, 3rd Annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. It's your chance to get first quality, full warranty, direct from the mill flooring at unbelievable closeout prices. Like oak laminate for an incredible 19 cents a square foot. And pre-finished 3/4 inch solid maple for just $149. Plus beautiful bamboo for 63% less than other stores. Take advantage of our 20 years of savings with 20 month special financing. And get even more unheard of flooring deals in our stores. Fall Flooring Yard Sale is Thursday through Monday only. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, folks. Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain, enough time for you. If you're on hold right now, we'll get you in here. 855-450-FREE is the number if you're not on hold at the moment. 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian here.
Alan.
And Daryl.
We're going to continue with this quiz, sort of in the middle of a larger piece about a Pew study, looking at Americans, their political beliefs, and their news media consumption habits. The Pew folks asked a series of 10 questions to which you would score yourself a they would score you. They probably didn't tell you how they were scoring people, but they would score you a plus one for a conservative answer, a negative one for a liberal answer, and a zero for a not in the middle.
Know, I refuse to answer, or a volunteered response.
Right. So we've gone through the first five of the questions, and Daryl, for those scoring at home, we'll continue and do the remaining five now, and then we'll go to your calls.
Question 25G. Immigrants today are a burden on our country because they take our jobs, housing, and health care. Or immigrants today strengthen our economy because of their hard work and talents.
Okay.
Question 25I. The best way to ensure peace is through military strength. Good diplomacy is the best way to ensure peace.
Okay.
Question 25N, as in Nancy. Most corporations make a fair and reasonable amount of profit, or business corporations make too much profit.
Okay.
Question 50R. Stricter environmental laws and regulations cost too many jobs and hurt the economy, or stricter environmental laws and regulations are worth the cost.
All right. I have scored a negative one and all was
said
and done.
Oh, question 50U.
Never mind.
Homosexuality should be discouraged by society, or homosexuality should be accepted by society.
All right. I'm a negative two at this point.
Well, if
so,
if
a
I've
negative
been scoring.
Two would put you in the mixed category,
okay,
which is from plus two to negative two.
Mixed liberal, you mean? Or no?
No, just no, mixed.
General.
There's
okay.
Consistently liberal.
Gotcha.
Mostly liberal. Mixed.
Okay.
Mostly conservative or consistently conservative. Ellen, did you keep a score?
Yes, and if I've been scoring correctly, then I'm at positive one.
Okay, so me and Ellen both have a positive one,
mm-hmm,
which also puts us firmly in the mixed category.
Firmly.
We're firmly mixed.
We're firmly mixed.
All right,
we can't make our minds up one way or another. Firmly.
Let's go to El Rushbo. He's on the line in Tampa Bay. You're on Free Talk Live.
Actually, I think you're hard right progressives in a very libertine sense. I don't know what that means.
Hard right progressive?
Yes, you're almost entirely indistinguishable from the likes of Tom Hartman, except for your anti-worship of the state. But I love
that's
how
ridiculous.
That.
I've actually had an argument with Tom Hartman.
So I'm talking
that's
about
easy
my
for you to say when you don't even know all of our viewpoints. You're
really,
making
Ellen,
quite an assumption.
May I speak, Ellen? You've been on the show for the entire 3 hours, and if you don't like my assessment of you, that's fine. You can take it for what it's worth. But I've been listening to your show for 6 months now, and your anti-war and anti-Israel sentiments on the station are exactly like Tom Hartman's, and all your libertine values are exactly like Tom Hartman's. Again, I said you don't worship the state like Tom Hartman does. But I should like to say about Rush Limbaugh that he is an arrogant sassafras in the same sense that Ian Bernard Freeman and Daryl W. Perry are. So I drop this bashing of him because you guys are intolerant, closed-minded as Rush Limbaugh has ever been. That's why you don't ever want to take
what
me on,
what are we
Daryl.
Intolerant about and closed-minded about? Pick one.
Oh, Daryl, ever since I've been calling in to Free Talk Live on a Friday with you, Ian, hung up on me and says he doesn't ever want to talk to me. And if he's in the first chair, he'll never let me get on. And that's why he's not engaging me right now, and he never does because his ego is as bloated as his gut.
Well, I don't know if because he's tired of, talking to you, that means he's intolerant
he
or closed-minded.
Well, that was very rude.
I don't like
Daryl, and I don't like your friend Ian either, Ellen, but I want to ask you a question, if I may, because I'm really nervous. Can I?
Sure.
I'm going on a date tonight for the first time in 30 years, since 1987, that is, with a 17-year-old, and I'm really nervous. Can you give me some advice? She has pink highlights in her hair, and we're going to go to a Friday night football game. But I'm going to go.
Thanks for the call, Rush Bo. Alrighty then.
Well, the only advice I can give is to be much more respectful to her than you were to any of us.
Yeah, good advice. Thank you for that, Ellen. As far as like being intolerant, just because there's someone who is a really rude individual who wants your attention, which is what we're talking about with that guy who just called a moment ago and normally calls himself James in Arizona. He doesn't mean you have to tolerate someone like that who is just vitriolic and nasty towards you. I do it because this is talk radio. It's an open phone show. I don't care how nasty people are. It doesn't bother me at all.
If he were interested in a discussion and having a conversation, then I would engage him, but mm-hmm. he just wants to monologue at us.
Yeah.
And I don't have any, any interest at all in engaging somebody that just wants to monologue at me.
Right. He should actually give reasons for what he believes instead of just stating it, because then he would be a little more tolerable to all of us, I think.
Yeah, well, you have to be, right, to be to if you want people to tolerate you, try to be more tolerable. Try to be a better person who has communication skills, and I hope that he doesn't do what he's been doing with us with his date tonight, and that is, just puking all over her with words and, just keeping on talking because that's a terrible way to go on a date. And, of course, I don't believe him in what he was saying there. He was taking a shot at me because I have a teenage girlfriend, and shame on me, I guess. But, that's what he was doing there. But even if he were actually going on a date tonight, then, when you're going on a date with somebody, it's good to ask them about themselves. It's good
right.
to, talk to them about them and what's important in their lives and not just spew out your opinions on them.
Right. And don't assume that you know everything
Let's
about
continue.
A person.
With Jose, listening in Tallahassee. You're on Free Talk Live, Jose.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I heard you guys talk about, on the survey, and you seemed a little surprised that on the conservative side, local radio came in second. But I think you have to think of it as local radio. The radio station may be local, but a lot of their programming is going to be national. The Rush Limbaugh, the Sean Hannity, so in a sense,
that wasn't a surprise to me. I just like to clarify. I wasn't surprised that radio came in after Fox News on the conservative side as far as what they listened to, because lots of talk radio is conservative.
I was more surprised that local television and newspaper came in the top five.
Is a little shocking. I think that the reverse is also true, though, since there isn't big national liberal talk show, you know, not nearly as big as conservative talk show.
Right.
Then it kind of makes sense that they would be all over the place. You know, right. Whatever, the New York Times, MSNBC, I don't remember the choices, but. So
NPR was in there, by the way.
CNN, NPR, MSNBC, and New York Times were the top four.
So NPR was number two on the list of
liberals. NPR is number two.
So that's basically the same then. So CNN, the top dog, NPR was their local radio. I mean, they say NPR, right, but a lot of NPR has local content too.
CNN only had 15%, and NPR was 2 percentage points behind.
So just as a matter of your brain, what are your thoughts on NPR?
Oh, we were actually just talking about this. Occasionally, when I listen to radio, I'll listen to NPR, and it's really enjoyable to hear all the interviews that they're doing. They go in-depth into one specific story, and it's very story-like, and I don't know. I just enjoy that. It's kind of like an artistic way of interviewing.
What do you think, Jose?
Because I enjoy listening to it as well, but I have a big problem with subsidizing it through government.
Mm.
And I work in radio, so I have a really big problem with me paying for my competitor, basically.
Are you working at WVFT there?
No. I work for a Cumulus station. I'm the traffic manager.
Okay. Listening to the competition, I see.
Yeah, I get in trouble a lot because, like, when something goes wrong, they're like, you didn't hear it? And I'm like, I don't listen to our station. I'm sorry.
Well, you're not the program director. It's not your responsibility.
Exactly. It's not my job.
Hey, Jose, thanks for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you, listening to the competition there in Tallahassee, WVFT 93.3, which I'm glad that we're on there on weeknights now. It's really great to be on. Let's go to Elma, also listening to that very same station in Tallahassee. Hey, Elma.
Hey, sweetie.
You know, is it Elma or Alma? How do you spell your name?
Alma. In the
A-L?
South, it's Alma.
Alma.
How do you spell it?
Alma. Y'all got me saying Alma.
Well, wait, how do you spell it?
A-L-M-A, same way.
And you pronounce it Alma?
Alma. Like Alabama.
Yeah, gotcha. Al and Ma.
Very good. All right, so what you got? Go ahead, quick. You got like 20 seconds. Go.
Oh, my God. All right, you know when they first started putting icicles on the news, I said, you know, they blotted out the faces, whited them out. Why did they do that? No one's ever talked
icicles?
About
icicles?
Are you talking about ISIS?
Yes.
Call tomorrow, Alma, or Alma. Call tomorrow. We can talk about it then, and call earlier. Please don't call right at the end of the show. See ya.
Pop quiz, kid. You know it's at 3221 Highway 22? The new Dickinson Granger branch. You know it was there before that? Who cares? There's a Granger branch there now. Granger's got everything we need, from inventory management to safety services and solutions. They even have this handy mobile app for easy browsing on the go. Let's head over there and stock up. There's nothing I love more than a new Granger branch, kid, including you. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/oilandgas or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.